This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today began a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. The national song was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee in 1875. Initiating the discussion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the mantra of Vande Mataram gave strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom struggle. He said Vande Mataram is not just a mantra for political freedom, but it was a sacred war cry to rid Bharat Mata of shackles of colonialism. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram was written at a time of uprising against the British government for unleashing various forms of oppression. He said, through the national song, Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay responded to this challenge with great strength and resolve.
हमारे जांबाज सपूत बिना किसी डर के फांसी के तख्त पर चढ़ते थे और आखिरी सांस तक वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम यही उनका भाव घोष रहता था। खुदीराम बोस, मदनलाल ढींगरा, रामप्रसाद बिस्मिल, अशफाक उल्ला खान, रोशन सिंह, राजेंद्र नाथ लाहिड़ी, रामकृष्ण बिश्वास, अनगिनत जिन्होंने वंदे मातरम कहते कहते फांसी के फंदे को अपने गले पर लगाया था।
Prime Minister Modi added that the 150th anniversary of the song provides an opportunity to revive that historic chapter and its glory. He said the national song played a vital role in India's freedom struggle. The Prime Minister highlighted that the politics of the Muslim League opposing Vande Mataram took place in 1937. Mr. Modi criticized the Congress for compromising on Vande Mataram. He alleged that Congress bowed to the Muslim League on the national song. He said Muhammad Ali Jinnah raised slogans against it and the then Congress chief, Jawaharlal Nehru, instead of condemning Jinnah, started investigating Vande Mataram just 5 days after Jinnah's opposition. Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. The government today said that multidimensional poverty in India is estimated to have declined from 29.17% in 2013-14 to 11.28% in 2022-23. Replying during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, said around 24.8 crore people have come out of poverty during this period. Union Minister for Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority for the government. In reply to supplementaries regarding implementation of the flight duty time limitations FDTL guidelines, Mr. Naidu informed the Rajya Sabha that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said the government is not taking this situation easily and very strict action will be taken in the matter. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met European Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Maros Shefcovic in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar expressed confidence that the European Commissioner and his team will have productive discussions in India. Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs of the United States, Alison Hooker arrived in New Delhi today. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy informed that the visit focuses on advancing the U.S.-India strategic partnership, deepening economic and commercial ties, including increasing American exports. It added that the visit also focuses on fostering collaboration in emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence and space exploration. During her visit to the national capital, Undersecretary Hooker will meet with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and other senior officials to discuss regional security, economic cooperation and shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific. In men's hockey, India will take on hosts South Africa in the second fixture of the three-match series tour at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town tonight. The match will be played at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, India defeated South Africa 5-2 in the first match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.